This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
From the center of the hockey universe, this is the Off the Post podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Post. I'm your host, John Mattis, and on the line today I have Jeff Skinner, a forward for the Carolina Hurricanes. He has 20 goals this season, the fifth time he's done that in his seven-year career. He's got 39 points, which puts him on pace for a career high. And he's just one of those players that's fun to watch because he can skate super well and just has tricks up his sleeve. Jeff, how's it going, man?
Good, how are you?
Going pretty well. You guys have a charity event tonight, correct?
Yeah, we have our casino night, so it should be fun.
You're going to win big, or?
I don't know. I'm dealing, I think, so hopefully people win at my table.
That's awesome. That's a good event. I wanted to have you on the show because, you know, you guys have had kind of an up-and-down season, and you've personally had a pretty good season. And I guess if we just think about the here and now with the Hurricanes, it's been a bit of a tough sledding situation for the last little while. I mean, in your last 13, you're 3-9-1, and, you know, it's a situation where you guys have, you know, you're right on the bubble of the playoffs, and then you've slid back. Do you have any explanations for the latest skid that you've had?
No, it's tough. I think, obviously, when you go through a skid like that, you want to try and put an end to it as quick as possible. For us, it's been a little tough to sort of find ways to do that. I think hopefully we just came off our bye week about a week ago, so hopefully we can turn around here soon because we got a lot of hockey coming up in the month of March.
Yeah, you guys got the OT point versus the Avalanche the other night. But other than that, it's been hard to come by. Your overall record has slipped to 24-8. It's just been one of those seasons where the Hurricanes, that you guys go on this winning streak. You had 5 out of 6 games in the bag a month or two ago, and then you go on this skid. It's been a lot of ups, down, down, up, down. It's been kind of crazy. Does it feel like it's been a roller coaster?
Yeah, I think with any season you go through, you always go through ups and downs. You go through bits of adversity as a team and personally. For us, that's sort of what we're going through now is one of those sort of dips in one of those little funks that we want to try and get out of. And hopefully we can get out of it as soon as possible. Really,
is there anything that Bill Peters is preaching, you know, as you guys go through this? And I don't know if he's disappointed in the team, or if it's more of, guys, we're not getting the bounces, just keep at it. What's the message that he's trying to tell you?
Yeah, I think you try and stay with it. I think every night's obviously different. You're playing different teams, and every situation you get yourself into as a team turns out to be different. I think we want to try and sort of correct sort of the things that we may mess up on and keep sort of the good things in our game. And so I think for us recently, it's been a little tough for us to generate, to score, but I think we're doing a decent job as of late of generating chances. So hopefully we can keep generating and a few more of those will go in for us.
Yeah, so we're recording this on Wednesday night, and you guys played the Penguins on Tuesday, a 3-1 loss. You had the lone goal for Carolina, and it was a nice kind of drop pass from Lee Stepniak. and then you just kind of put it in there, and it was a pretty borderline highlight reel goal. Have you found some chemistry with Lee?
Yeah, it's been fun playing with him. It was my first year playing with him, but I think early on in the season we got to play with each other quite a bit and developed that bit of chemistry, and we got put together back on each other's lines just recently, and it's been good so far. I think he's obviously a guy that's been around a long time, so I think when you get guys that are veteran guys like that, that are sort of proven that they have skills and can produce, usually those guys are easy to read off because he's always in the right spot. He thinks the game at a high level, and that sort of makes his line mate's job a lot easier.
Yeah, Stempniak is an interesting player to look at because he's 34. He does a lot of little things right, but he's moved around a ton, and you know that's more relevant than ever right now because the deadline's coming in about a week. Do you guys kind of joke with him, oh, this might be the last time we see you, just because he's bounced around the league so much that chances are he might be gone?
Not too much, because we like to keep him, but yeah, I think a guy like him, he's been traded at the deadline a few times. I think that's obviously a testament to teams that are looking to make that push, sort of want someone with his skill set, I think, and hopefully me and him can continue to develop that chemistry as line mates, and we can keep it going in the future.
It's been an odd year in terms of transactions. There hasn't been that many trades. Obviously, with the trade deadline next Wednesday, that'll change, but it's hard to say how much. You guys are one of the only teams to make a trade. Your GM, Ron Francis, picked up Connor Brickley. That was months ago now. Has it felt kind of weird that you haven't seen too many faces on different teams this year, or is that something that you wouldn't even notice?
I don't know. I think as a player, you like to see your teammates sort of stick together. I think whenever you have a team that sticks together, that's usually because things are working, I think. So, I leave those decisions up for GMs and people in hockey that are smarter than me in that regard. So hopefully, I think just as a player, you try and do your job as best you can, and hopefully keep things together.
I'm curious, you know, take me into an NHL dressing room, and not necessarily you guys this year, but maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever, just in general, when you're in an NHL dressing room, when the deadline's approaching, are rumors talked about, or is it kind of like something that you just don't bring up because it's kind of awkward, or it's unnecessary?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I don't think they're talked about too much. I think usually, especially coming up to the deadline with the way sort of the media coverage kind of kicks into a higher gear, usually people are aware of different rumors, but I think as players, it's something that's out of your control. So, there's not much sense in sort of worrying about it or stressing about it, because it's not something that you can sort of, have any impact on sort of either way.
And you've been with the Hurricanes since you got drafted. You were drafted 7th overall in 2010 from the Kitchener Rangers of the OHL. You had a great draft year, 50 goals, and you just jumped right into the NHL. It'll surprise a lot of people that you're only 24, considering you've been around for so long. Do you feel like this is an organization that you could stay with, you know, even longer? I know you're signed through 2018-19, but are you just kind of so comfortable and so invested that you can just see yourself there for forever?
Yeah, I hope so. I think that when you look at the organization, the sort of the young talent, specifically on the back end and the defensemen that they have, it's exciting to sort of see those guys and how good they are now. Because I think as their careers go on and they get older and more mature, they're only going to get better, which bodes well for the franchise. So it'd be nice to stick around and sort of get to see those guys continue to grow and continue to get better.
Yeah, about that back end, you guys, are kind of the envy of the league in terms of young puck new moving defensemen, between the Justin Falks, Jacob Slavins, Noah Hanifins, that whole group. I mean, has it felt easy basically the last two seasons in terms of getting the puck? These guys just, they can skate, they can make that first pass, they can rush it themselves.
Yeah, it definitely makes a huge difference, I think, as a forward. I think when you get to play with guys that are that skilled and can skate that well on the back end, I think, again, it's sort of a good sign for the organization, because obviously that position is tough to fill, and I think when you can fill it with young guys, it's even better. So I think ever since sort of last year when that group of young guys sort of came up and sort of made a name for themselves, they've continued to grow, and I think continue to get better this year, and it bodes well for the future.
Well, and up front you have an interesting cast of characters from, you know, Victor Rask and Elias Lindholm, and then Sebastian Aho, you know, being a new addition, a rookie this year, he's sort of flown under the radar in terms of Calder Trophy consideration. And obviously there's some really good cases out there for Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, Patrick Laine, but Aho's had a pretty good season where if he was in a different rookie class, he'd probably be up there for at least, you know, a finalist nod. Have you been impressed by what he's brought to the table?
Yeah, I think for sure. He's someone that I think as a teammate, you get to appreciate him a little bit more, because you get to see all the little things he does in practice, and you get to see him every day. I guess the sort of casual observer doesn't get to see. He's been really good, I think. I think he's had some success in Europe prior to coming over here, and I think when you watch his game, you can tell he's really smart. He sort of always knows where to be, and that's kind of a rare skill, I think, for young guys to have. I think it usually sort of shows up as people pick up those little things as they grow throughout their career. But he's really smart, and obviously he's got high end skill that allows him to make some pretty good plays out there. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, and you toss in Tara Vinen, and obviously you, and you guys have a front end that sort of is a lot of pieces that are sort of overlooked, I guess, across the league. And I think some of it's geography. You know, the Carolina Hurricanes aren't the one franchise that people automatically think of. It's not in a big market. And then another part of it is a lot of guys on the roster aren't super flashy. I mean, it's just kind of a lot of guys that do a lot of the right things, and it adds up to production. How have you felt Bill Peters has kind of instilled his systems and his deployment and his strategy with all these different parts, especially with the forward group?
Yeah, I think he does a good job. I think everyone is aware of what they need to do in all situations out there. I think that Bill is a real detail-oriented coach. He's really smart when it comes to sort of systems and X's and O's. And I think, especially for a young team, that can be a big advantage, because I think as you grow older in your career, you're able to sort of pick those things up. I think sort of through osmosis and maybe through other people that you grow through your career with. But to have that sort of advantage as a young player and as a young group, of having that sort of those details sort of held in such a high priority in our system is a good thing for us, and hopefully it pays off.
And you got to give Bill Peters credit for the phenomenal penalty kill you guys have these days. I mean, obviously the players on the ice deserve a ton of credit and a ton of praise, but Peters has obviously had his hand in there molding that penalty kill. And at one point, you guys were at a historic level in terms of killing penalties. It was quite remarkable to watch. You guys were scoring goals as well. Currently, you're at 86.3, which is slightly below Boston, so you're in second somehow. But it's not bad. And for you, as a guy who's watching the penalty kill from the bench, what makes it all happen out there?
Yeah, I think obviously the system is in place is good, but I think that sort of the pride that guys take in it, and I think for us, you know, the power play playing against them, it makes for pretty tough practices because they don't give you much. But I think the pride guys taking it, and obviously you have to have guys that are smart. And I think you look at most power plays, they have mostly the best sort of offensive players on the other team. So when you're going up against those guys, you need to have guys that are sort of are smart enough to be able to sort of think on a high level and counteract sort of those pretty good offensive players that can make plays and are pretty smart. So it's been fun to watch them. I think it gives us huge lifts in games when we need a big kill and they come through, and yeah, hopefully they can keep it up.
Absolutely. And let's just end here on a question about you specifically. So if you look at your career, you know, everything's going well, and then boom, you're hit with a couple concussions. In 2014, that was your last one. I believe it was your third. And, you know, there's obviously some dark times there. And then you pick up the pieces. You're back in kind of Jeff Skinner form. At least from afar, that's what it feels like. And then obviously last season you had a good season. This season you're having a good season. Do you feel like that's all behind you, the sort of head issues and just being, you know, on the rebound?
Yeah, I think every player sort of goes through different sort of sets of circumstances and adversity throughout their career. I think you do as best you can to try and take the positives out of sort of difficult situations. And for me, that's what I try to do. And I think every year, as you grow older and as you mature and as you continue to develop throughout. Your career as a player and also as a person, you try to learn from your past situations and your past years. And for me, I think this year I feel good. I felt strong coming into the season. And from there, you just try and keep getting better. And hopefully, I can continue to do that. And then. Again, I think you try and do that throughout your career, and it's sort of a continual process of getting better and growing as a person and player.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight as a casino guy and then on the ice towards the end of the season here.
All right, thanks for having me.